My name is Maureen Morrison. I'm the Director of Equality for the Canadian Union of Public Employees, or QP. And I'm here at the UN Commission on the Status of Women, and my colleague here.
My name is Mira Hall, and I work for the Centre for Northern Families in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, Canada.
And one of the big issues for our union and for the Canadian labour movement in general is that of childcare, and it's something that our government, unfortunately, has ignored to a large extent. Canada has currently 3/4 of women are in the paid labour force, and we have childcare spaces for fewer than 20% of the children who need it. And as a childcare activist who's been working on these issues for over 30 years, it's very disheartening to see that we haven't made much progress. In terms of Canada's international obligations, and they've signed on to declarations saying they're working to end discrimination against women, well, they certainly haven't done very well on the childcare issue. Canada ranked last out of 25 countries in terms of access to childcare. So it really is, it's a very bad situation, and the whole issue of women and poverty is totally related to access to quality, affordable childcare. And Canada has one of the highest poverty rates of all the industrialized countries, and it's something that we need to address by looking at how do we provide for quality childcare. Mira has some experience on this I think she'd like to talk about.
Yeah, I have two children, and ever since I had my first one, I've worked multiple jobs to support them. When I've been working, oftentimes I've had to organize my schedule around, you know, times when relatives could look after them, or foregoing sleep so that I could go to work while they were asleep, in order to pay my bills and be able to afford the childcare that was available to me. I wish that I could just register my children in a daycare that I knew that I could afford every month, and, you know, trust that they were in a good quality environment. But unfortunately, at $650 a month and the rent that I have to pay and the groceries that I have to provide for them, I wasn't able to. So I've had to rely a lot on my parents. I've had to rely a lot on friends. And they are tremendous resources, but at the same time, I don't want to be a burden to them, and I don't think that I should have to be.
So when we met with the minister responsible for the status of women just a few days ago, she said to us that we should be more positive about the good things that are happening for women. Well, she hasn't heard your story, Mira.
Actually, she has. We met with her, and, you know, she wanted us to be really excited about that $250 million that they have invested in childcare. But it is not the $650 million that was there before. So I'd like to say to Minister Gerges, and specifically to Stephen Harper, please give us our $650 million back so that we can afford our childcare, so that I can work to provide for my family.
Yes, we were, they say that this $100 per child per family is a universal child care program, but it's a good thing to give money to parents, but it in no way can be construed as a universal child care program. It doesn't do anything to build more spaces. It doesn't do anything to deal with child care workers' wages that are so low. It's just an affront to our intelligence to even suggest that this is a universal child care program.
Yesterday, during the Canadian debriefing, Minister Gerges informed people, kind of on an individual basis, working her way through the crowd, on a bilateral session that she had with Israel. And she was really excited to hear that Israel was able not only to raise the education levels of the women in Israel, but also that their birth rate was going up, and they didn't need a national daycare plan because the family unit was so strong that people just naturally kind of came in and took on that responsibility. I don't know much about Israel, but I know that I shouldn't have to expect my parents or my relatives to provide me with a free service to support me. I work in the paid labor force. I work really hard, and I want to provide my kids with a good life, and I need the infrastructure to be able to do that.
One of the issues also is that the Canadian government says it's a provincial responsibility, so it's not our problem. And we say, yes, it is. You provide money to the provinces, but there's no strings attached. There's no accountability. So we're saying, just like the Canada Health Act, the feds provide money to the provinces. So in terms of child care, there needs to be a plan, a program, more money, and accountability written into this plan. So it's not that easy for the Canadian government to just pass the buck and say it's the province's fault. We suggested how they could deal with that issue.
We need minimum standards for service. I should be able to expect the same level of service whether I come from Tuktoyaktuk or Toronto. My children deserve to have a good, positive environment where their early education needs are met.
I guess just to wrap up on the whole issue, today we're talking about women and poverty, and childcare is an essential component of helping women to achieve equality. As Judge Abella said in the many, many years ago, that childcare really is the ramp for women's equality. So it's something that absolutely is tied to women's poverty and children's poverty, and we need to have it addressed properly.
And for more information on the UNCSW in general, you can visit antigonemagazine.wordpress.com. Thank you.
Thank you.